I really do feel like I kind of ate my words last week. We were having a, I'm going to call it just sort of a general conversation with one of our favorite clients here, Brown Roofing. And I was talking to Eddie Griffin, who's the owner, who's back in studio with us this morning. And we were talking about a blog that actually Kevin, who's like, I'm not going to come on, but he's right here. He's going to come on as well. Kevin had, you know, put on your website at the end of July, and it was looking at out-of-state contractors and just like what to look for before you work with somebody. And I felt like we didn't do it justice. I felt like we didn't do a deep enough dive. So I had said at the end of the segment, hey, do you guys think you want to come back on at some point? It's, you know, we're probably going to get another storm that's of significance, so the timing will be great. And then we have this historic flooding event like 5 seconds later, Eddie. So that's the last time I'm going to tell you guys, hey, come back on if a storm happens. I'm just going to say, why don't you just come back on the show because you guys are great and have great information. So thanks for being here in such a timely fashion right after the flooding. Good grief.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, are you guys busy?
Yeah, we are. This is our very busy season in general. But with all the storms that have affected people throughout the state of Connecticut, it has definitely, you know, ramped things up. But definitely that was my whole life. I have never seen rain as heavy as it rained in Beacon Falls. You know, God bless all those people out there in Oxford, Seymour, Naugatuck, you know, they've been affected, you know, by that massive amount of rain.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at, again, this was historic. We don't typically see that type of rainfall, certainly, but it really kind of highlights that, you know, hey, maybe this is something we need to address sooner rather than later. And I think you were saying, Eddie, before we came in studio that you had, I don't know if it was a record number of inquiries, but a lot of people now needing help with their roofing.
Oh, it was definitely a record for us. On Tuesday alone, we had 47 booked appointments, you know, for not necessarily connected to storm, but I am very sure with the amount of rain that we had throughout the state of Connecticut that, like Kevin said, you know, a lot of times when we have these droughts, you seem to forget about the problem.
Right.
But when you have extensive rain like that, you know, the insulation can only soak up so much before, you know, it starts to come through the ceiling and the ceiling, you know, starts to pop. But with that being said, you know, these storms bring in a lot of outside contractors that, you know, take advantage of these storms. We have had massive wind events, microbursts. We've had hail in multiple areas throughout the state of Connecticut. And now this flood, you know, really just tops it all. But with that, with any of the big wind, with any of the big hail, it brings a lot of out-of-state contractors. And with that, you know, come a bunch of scammers. Not at all. Like, I really don't want to just, you know, there are some good companies out there that are very savvy with working with the insurance companies and know how to, you know, work the Xactimate system, which is an estimating system that the insurance companies use. But with that, there comes a lot of scammers that follow. You know, we've seen it year after year after year. When they come, they do the work, and, you know, the local contractors are left behind to really clean up the mess. You know, and I think really if, you know, when you think about it, when you're dealing with insurance companies and somebody's knocking on your door, you know, for business, that really right there is a telltale sign, right? Like, this isn't a local contractor. This is somebody that has to do a ground and pound marketing game because
they're seeking business.
Local. Exactly.
Well, and that's the thing is I love what you said, Eddie, which is that, you know, just because they're out of state doesn't mean that they're not reputable where they come from. But I do think that, you know, what I loved about this blog, which we really didn't get to dive into last week, it highlights things like that. For example, the first thing listed here is a lack of local knowledge and regulations. Why would that matter?
Well, you have building codes, you know, and here in New England, we have weather that most contractors never have to deal with. Ice, snow. You take a big rain event in the wintertime, your roofing system has to be bulletproof to weather. For instance, like, you have a contractor from Florida, from Texas, that's never dealt with ice damming, snow, has no real information on New England building codes. So it's very, very important, you know, that you have somebody that knows how to keep your home protected in them big winter events like we have. You know, so to hire somebody from Florida to put on your roof here in New England is really not a great idea.
And the other thing, too, that I think Kevin highlighted, I'm getting really mad about the – can you say, like, I don't know, a word there, Kevin? I don't know why it's not – all right. In the commercial break, I'm definitely going to fix your microphone because it's making me mad. Because Kevin, you know, put this, I thought, really, really helpful blog out there. And for some reason, I don't know why this room doesn't like me right now, but it won't let me put Kevin's microphone on, and it's making me mad. I know, right? Look, we're just going to share. That's what we're going to do. Kevin, you got to get close. You got to love Eddie. I know you already do, but now you really, really got to love him and feel comfortable. But something else that you highlighted in here, which I thought was important, was limited warranty protection. You know, that's something where I would think, you know, for especially for a roof, if you're not being offered that, that has to be a red flag, I would think.
Yeah, and you'll find with most roofing contractors, whether they're in-state or not, you read the fine print of the warranty, and it's pretty much telling you what it doesn't cover, where our 50-year warranty is going to spell out for you exactly what the warranty is going to cover, and it's everything from materials to labor to craftsmanship.
Wow. And I think something else that I believe, Eddie, you were talking about when you were in studio is if the job gets done, let's say it even gets done well, you know, if that person then leaves the state, you know, you're sort of, you know, back to square one because things happen. I mean, we just saw that happen on Sunday. While it's not something that happens all the time, it can happen. And now you're sort of left high and dry where you're like, wait a second, that contractor is not only not in state, but may not even be in business anymore, right? I mean, that's another huge concern.
So even the reputable contractors that come in from out of state, typically they'll work under somebody else's license because they're not licensed in the state. So they can have basically a local presence mocked by a local contractor. But, what happens is, you know, when these guys come, they could give you a 100-year warranty, right? It sounds amazing, but what good is the warranty if the contractor isn't there to service you when you need them the most? And we've seen this. Brown Roofing's been in business for over a half a century. When I was a kid, you know, we didn't shovel roofs. This is something like that happened, I think, it probably right around the 2005 era, we started getting bigger storms, microbursts, and things like that. So when I tell you we have literally like cleaned up the mess from these out-of-state contractors that come in, promise the world, everything is free, no money out of pocket, we'll take care, and they disappear. So you just have to be very, very cautious, you know, when it comes to choosing a contractor. And listen, it's not, these claims aren't coming out of your pocket. Yes, we all have deductibles that we have to pay, but at the end of the day, the insurance company is going to pay you to have the work fixed. So why not use a local contractor that's been in your area? And I'm not saying people to just call Brown Roofing. What we're trying to do is protect you from going with the people that are out of state. All of us have local roofing contractors that have been in our towns, grassroots companies, and all we're saying is to check out those companies to make sure when you need your contractor the most 5, 10, 15 years from now that they're going to be there to service it for you. So we don't want to see people with the amount of damage that's in the state of Connecticut today making those same bad choices that we've seen for 52 years that people, you know, have made. So just be very savvy, you know, do your research online, do your reading up on the Better Business Bureau. Google is really a great place to look because Google don't lie. Those are, you know, real people,
reviews, real opinions, yeah.
Before and afters. So, you know, just take your time. Do the research. Don't, when it sounds too good to be true, when somebody's knocking at your door and promising you the world, you know, hopefully you're out there listening today and, you know, take this advice and really, this is your home, your most valuable asset that you have outside of your family and your friends, you know, so you got to protect it.
Well, and besides rebuilding the home from the ground up, I mean, the roof has to be one of the most expensive parts of your house, right? I mean, it costs people tens of thousands of dollars to do a lot of roofing jobs, typically.
It is getting there. Roofing annually, you know, has gone up probably anywhere from 3 to 7%. It seems like the manufacturers just keep pushing the pricing up, and you know, whether it be raw materials, everything is oil based. So you know, when the price of fuel is on the up, these products go up. One thing I could tell you that I've never seen like gasoline is I've never seen the prices go down in the roofing industry. Once, you know, they could get $110 a square of asphalt shingles, they never,
they're not going to drop that price.
Drop the price. So,
yeah. You know, I did want to also mention, you were saying just before we went to break, Eddie, that if somebody's knocking on your door, that's probably a bad sign. So do you guys at Brown Roofing, you guys don't just aimlessly knock on people's doors, especially after an event like what happened on Sunday? Are you, you're not surveying people?
So we, believe it or not, we do knock on doors. It is very far few and in between, but the important thing, right, about knocking on doors is we register with towns, right? We talk to the towns where all of our salespeople are licensed through the state of Connecticut. The individual that we have, the one individual that we have that we knock on doors in our local neighborhoods, when we're working in neighborhoods and we see homes that are affected or have damaged roofs, we will have this individual go and knock on the doors. But we register with the towns. Each town has different codes to that, or regulations to that. But you definitely want to make sure that people are registered with the town, because when it comes to registering with the town, there is great things. The town wants to see workers' compensation. They want to see licensing. So, but you would be surprised at how many people knock on doors that are not registered with the town.
Right.
And just do it.
Well, scammers got that idea from somewhere, right? I mean, so they saw that reputable companies do it, and so they do it as well. So not so much if someone's knocking on the door. It's more of, you know, sort of that follow-up conversation. And you sort of, you talk about this, Kevin, in your blog, which I'm going to put a link to it on our website, WACC600.com. Insurance and licensing issues, among many other things that people should look out for. When we say that people should ask about credentials, like, what do we mean by that? What if you came to my door, Kevin? I don't know why you'd come to my door, but let's say you did. And then I know exactly who you are. If you came to my door and I'm like, show me your credentials, what does that mean? Like, what am I looking for to know that you're a real guy?
Really, you're looking for your state licensing information, your home improvement contractor's license. People can go to ct.gov and do essentially a license lookup to make sure that you're legitimate.
Okay. And, I mean, we've even heard of these, like, roofing scams where somebody had, I mean, all the way down to a van that had the same logo on the business cards. I mean, the shirt. I mean, they went real far. And obviously, it wasn't a real company. So, I mean, even that is something that people should, you know, go the extra step, I would think. And you know, just because it looks the part doesn't mean that it necessarily could be true.
110%. So one thing about the roofing industry, it is probably one of the most dangerous trades out there. And one of the scams that we see every day from even contractors that do work here in the state of Connecticut, if I put two insurance certificates in front of you, most people don't know how to read the insurance certificates. And a lot of people have general liability on there, but they don't have the workers' compensation. The workers' compensation is the most expensive part of the insurance. And a lot of the fraudulent things that we see is, like, let's just say XX Home Improvement. A lot of times, if the back of your company's name does not say roofing, it's because you're trying to avoid the word roofing when you're talking to your insurance company to write the policy.
So
They're insured to do sheetrock, painting, all the simple things, the non-dangerous things that are done inside of the house. But one thing that you could do for all the people that are listening out there is before you decide to hire anybody, you should always get a certificate of insurance. But the next step is to call the insurance company to make sure that they are backed by that insurance company to do the trade that they are saying that they are going to provide for you. So if you're a painter or you're a carpenter, or even if your name says home improvement, there is a very good chance that they are not covered to do the roofing part of the construction.
Interesting. So you guys wouldn't be offended if I if you came to my door and I was like, I need to see your certificate.
We would bring it with us.
Okay.
It is part of the way that we do business, and we explain the policy. We have a top policy with a $5 million umbrella to protect our homeowners. God forbid somebody were to come tumbling off the roof or a fire, you name it. You know, we didn't come into business or go out to serve you to see your greatest assets be lost or God forbid not have the proper insurance, where if something does happen or somebody does get hurt, those individuals are going to come after the homeowner, because obviously there's nowhere to go with the contractor. So
right.
Reach out to the insurance companies and make sure that they are insured to do the work that they're saying that they're going to do.
Yeah, and it actually leads to your most recent blog here, Kevin, which I think is also, I have to say, I don't meet a lot of companies that do what you guys are doing, which is blogging this kind of information. I think it's really important. So I am going to, again, link all this to our website. But you talk about, for example, something that could have been discovered during this recent flooding event. And, you know, that's leaks and the importance of not checking it yourself unless you're a roofer like you guys. And so, you know, that's another blog that you just released a few days ago. And you talk about those concerns of not taking on a leak, for example, on your own, but calling somebody, but calling an expert.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in general, getting on the roof without having been on the roof before is a bad idea. First of all, you don't know exactly what you're looking for. Second of all, you can cause more damage. And third, you don't know where you're stepping. Our guys know what to look for. They're going to be able to, see soft spots before they get there. And the last thing we want is for a homeowner to get on their roof, have their foot go right through the roof and end up with more problems than they thought they had.
Yeah, that's so true. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the easiest things, and I shouldn't even say easiest things, but getting off a ladder onto a roof is the easiest part. It's getting off the roof onto the ladder, which is one of the most dangerous spots.
I believe it, because that's where you usually see people fall.
It's where you see people fall. And to be honest, right, Brown Roofing offers a free roof inspection. And one of the great things about working with our company, if our guys are up on a roof and they see something that can easily be caulked or something just to be fixed to buy you more time, it's part of our service and it's free. All of our estimates are free. All of our inspections are free. So why put yourself at risk and climb up on a roof and have the potential of falling off? Just pick up the phone and call a local roofing contractor that offers this free service, and I would think most of us do, and let us handle it. Let us do the inspection, and if there's something that you need, you know, we'll be honest and tell you and give you a fair estimate, and if nothing's wrong, we'll be honest and tell you that as well.
Yeah, and we're going to link, again, all of this information to our website at the end of the show. Kevin and Eddie, I want to thank you both for coming back in studio a week after we just spoke, because this was more of what I was looking for. I wanted to do a deeper dive on this. It's such important information for people to know. So thank you both for coming back in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It shows a lot about how much you guys care about our community and the people out there in the state of Connecticut. So thank you.
Hey, it's no problem. And again, I'm sorry about the microphone, Kev.
It's all right.
Okay, cool. Please come back in studio again. I'm really sorry about that. I will not hopefully let that happen again. I promise. I totally promise. We love Brown Roofing, and we thank them so much for all that they do. Again, brownroofing.org. And, of course, we're going to link all of the information to our website, WACC600.com, at the end of the show.